You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Health Life Magazine, Two Meals, and Valdosta Health and Wellness. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Good evening and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and welcome tonight. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. I have Joe Pate here with me tonight, one of my co-hosts. We're going to be missing Chadwick tonight. He is tied up in his kitchen working hard, but we welcome Joe. Joe, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Maria. It's so wonderful to be here.
It is great. It's been a hectic week. You know, I never knew that not working could be so busy.
Oh, I bet. You can find all kind of things to do at home.
It's amazing what my children have lined up for me. More my children than my husband. But it has been a great, it's a beautiful day, a beautiful Thursday. And Chase, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. We've got a great show tonight. Just a little bit, we're going to be talking about change.
That's right.
Nobody likes change, do they?
No. It depends what type of change it is.
Well, you know, if you get my age, Chase, you're more prone not to like change as much. But we're going to be talking about change, climb higher, and never give excuses. Change, C-H-A-N-G-E. We'll be having Dr. Clark Hardin call in later this evening, and he's going to be talking about change in the spiritual sense. He's a pastor and high school administrator over in Pelham, Georgia, I believe. So he'll be checking in on the spiritual side of change. And then we'll have Jim Puckett from Fitzgerald, Georgia, will be calling in and checking in with us. And he's going to be talking about life changes, things that happen that force us to change at some times, and things that we need to change, and how things can happen in our life to force us to change. And so it's going to be interesting today because we're talking all about change. We'll be talking about 25 habits that could totally change your life. I know you, Joe, have had a lot of changes come and go in your life. Have you not? Well, it's going to be interesting because, you know, nobody really likes change, and a lot of people make a lot of excuses. And I know I have too made excuses. It's always been very easy to make excuses in some areas of my life. And in other areas, you know, I would roll with the change. But, you know, change is good. Mm-hmm. It can make us grow. It can make us be better than we are. And but a lot of times it's hard, and so we need to find ways to help us change people or change our habits. And we're going to be talking about 25 ways that could habits that could totally change your life, and 20 and ways that will help you live a better life. So tonight is all about change, Joe.
I'm excited. I can't wait to hear it because I'm always looking for a new way to change to better myself.
Well, you know, I mean, let's go through our lives here for just a second. You know, we've got you know, we start out as teenagers, we go through high school, you know, and then boom, that part of our life is over.
Right.
And it changes to college or whatever you're going to do. Now,
yep.
I'm going to my 40-year class reunion.
Wow.
Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
You're talking amazing. About change. I'm going to see a lot of changes.
Yes, you are.
From my classmates. But we've all gone through changes, some good, some bad,
right.
Sickness. You know, how do we deal with sickness when it comes our way? How do we deal with health issues? How do we deal with, you know, I've been divorced. Joe, I know you've been divorced. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. That's a change in our life. You know, how can we take that and make it a positive thing? You know, how can we do that? We want to lose weight. How can we change to help us to lose weight and feel better?
Right.
Now, of course, this is Fit Talk Radio, so everything is focused around fitness, but change, you know, in our lives is going to happen.
Right.
It's when it's going to happen.
It's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So how can we deal with these changes in our life? So I think it's going to be kind of an interesting show, don't you, Chase?
It is. I can't wait.
I can't either.
And those collars on.
Jim Puckett has written a book, and we had him on the show several months back. But you're talking about change. He's got a great testimony. He was just carrying on his life, a high school administrator, you know, just doing well, and poof, you know, with one little fire that splattered up in his face, you know, his life was changed forever.
Wow.
So he's got a great story about change and how he's taken that change and made it work in his life. So we're going to be, can't wait to listen to him. I'd like to welcome our newest sponsor to Fit Talk Radio, Factor X Fitness, Thomasville, Georgia. Hal Jackson. Hal is recovering over in Thomasville, Georgia. We're very excited that he is doing well. We want to also so welcome Factor X Fitness over in Thomasville as one of our newest sponsors. And we also want to give a big shout out to Jim Adams and Teresa Adams. Jim just recently had brain surgery.
Another
talk about a change. All of a sudden, you're not doing well. Some things are wrong. All of a sudden, you're a man in your early 50s, and you've got a tumor on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
But he is doing well. So we are very, very happy that he is on the road to recovery. We hope so. Also, a big shout out to Teresa and Jim Adams over in Thomasville. We also want to keep our hearts and our minds in prayer for all those people in California, so many people that have lost their homes, the wildfires that are happening. It's mm-hmm. just the devastation. If you look around our world today, you're going to see that fires, hurricanes, the devastation in Puerto Rico, in California, change is coming.
Always.
Change happens. So how do we deal with it? How do we deal with it emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically when it's forced upon us?
Right. The thing is, it seems like it's happening almost every day now.
There will be wars and rumors of wars. That's what Revelation tells us.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, we have to be in prayer. We, one nation under God. If we don't get on our knees and begin to pray for our country, pray for our leaders, so many things are happening, and those people in California just woke up one morning and they have nothing.
Right. They're running for their lives,
running
literally.
For their lives. I saw one man's interview on, I believe it was CBS this morning or yesterday morning, and he said literally they knocked on our door and said, we were in our beds asleep, they knocked on our door and they said, you have to go now.
Right.
Wow.
And he said, all we can do is just grab our children and grab ourselves and leave. And they come, and we're standing in front of this man's home, and all that's left is the chimney. They show it. It's devastating.
It is
devastating. Those people were change was forced on them. And the changes that are going to be in their lives, it will change their life and impact their lives forever. Forever.
That's right.
So change and the habits that we develop now can make us or break us.
Yes,
they can make us and break us, and so we have to.
It's all about perspective.
Absolutely, it certainly is.
What's crazy? I was actually talking to my girlfriend about change the other night because I was telling her about how I changed going from high school to college because you're used to a routine for so long in public schools, and then you go to college and then your class schedule is different. You can choose any time you want to go to class. You got to work. I mean, excuse me, it's just change is just huge from high school to college, and it's hard to get used to sometimes.
That's a life change.
It is.
And,
for certain.
And for me, it was hard to get used to at the beginning, but I've kind of gotten used to it now for doing
it.
Yeah, the
new group. Right.
Right.
And, if you didn't make that change well, then you would not be able to finish college. Would not be able, and you're right. And that's why I think a lot of people stumble. That's a good place in their life where they do stumble, Chase.
Mm-hmm.
It's from that high school to college, because all of a sudden nobody cares if you go to class or not.
Right.
Nobody's breathing down your neck. That teacher,
they're going to get paid either
that
way.
That professor doesn't. That's absolutely right. That professor does not care. It's up to you now.
Yep. Yep.
So you have to find that within yourself.
And I have to work so much harder than I used to, and it's hard to change. Literally, you're in a routine for 12, 13 years in public schools, and finally go to college and you only go to class maybe 2 or 3 days a week, and you got classes online. It's just a totally different change from when you go to high school than when you go to college.
And he used the word change. So change, climb higher and never give excuses. I think that covers it all. There were several other ones, and I have to give my husband credit for that, for the climb higher and never give excuses. Another thing, it says clear hurdles and negativity and give encouragement.
That's
another thing for change. So I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe, we're going to take a break and we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. This is Maria Wells, Fit Talk Radio, 105.9 WVGA.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Do Work! It's the Do Work 90-Day Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. Do Work!
You could win $500 in cash for losing the most weight, BMI, and measurements.
Woo! Awesome!
Do Meal is bringing you the 90-Day Do Work Challenge. Win weekly prizes like massage gift certificates to Mindful Massage, gym memberships, and car detailing from Preferred Mobile Detailing.
Do Work!
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
To stay qualified in the Do Work Challenge, you must do weekly random acts of kindness and post to social media with hashtag Do Work. That's hashtag D-U-W-E-R-K.
Do Work.
Are you going to talk about it or are you going to do it?
Let's get busy.
Do Work. Do Work. It's the Do Work 90-Day Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. For more info on the Do Work 90-Day Challenge, go to the Do Meals Facebook page. Do Work.
Do Work.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. And welcome on this beautiful fall Thursday evening here to Fit Talk. And we welcome Joe, my co-host here. How are you again, Joe?
I'm doing great, Maria.
Well, we're talking about change. We welcome Dina Harper in the studio just visiting with us tonight. So welcome, Dina. Thank you for joining us and just sitting here listening. But, you know, Aristotle, who was very famous for all of his quotes, so many people that over the years have had great famous quotes, but he said that we are what we do repeatedly, Joe. Success and happiness are largely the results of practicing good habits.
I believe that.
You know, the one thing that I have done without fail my whole life is go to church pretty much and exercise.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't start till either one of those till I was about 29 or 30.
Well, I mean, that's okay. But you started. Now, yeah. You know, I was blessed. I came from a Christian home. So I believe those two habits that I started have made me who I am today.
Right.
I mean, I truly believe that.
Oh, yes.
It shaped me. It molded me. Now, have I deviated from time to time? Yes. You know, I think we all have. But, you know, we are what we do. You know, the old saying, we are what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask somebody who is grossly overweight, even somebody who's a little bit overweight, and I'm considering myself a little bit over, I'm fluffy right now. I'm not as hard as I want to be.
Oh, come on.
Well,
she's
I'm not.
Hot, y'all.
I'm not.
She
I mean,
is.
But, you know, everything's relative. Keep that in mind. You know, so you ask them what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And what a nine out of ten times, what will they tell you? Pizza,
mm-hmm.
Donuts,
fast food.
Cake, fast food. Okay. What do all those foods look like? They're fluffy, they're soft, they're gooey, bread, you know, rice, pasta, potatoes,
bread.
You know, all that stuff, you know. You ask somebody who's a bodybuilder what they eat, what will they tell you? Protein. Lean meat.
Yes.
What does lean meat and look like? Lean.
Chicken.
Right. No fat. Exactly.
No fat. Green beans.
So maybe Aristotle was onto something here, you know. And success and happiness are largely the results of practicing good habits. So, Joe, tell us, let's just talk a minute about our own. Tell me a little bit about your habits. What are some of your good habits?
Well, I always try to, for me personally now, I always try to start my day off with a little bit of meditation and prayer for those of you that are Christians. That's so important, you know, to kind of be still and gather my thoughts and whatever, because that helps me stay motivated, at peace, and just kind of stable okay, through the day, because you never know what's going to happen. Just like the people with the wildfires, you just never know what's going to knock on your door. All right, the next thing is, of course, I always have my coffee. And I just posted on Facebook and Instagram today, like, I always try to plan out a nice protein-filled, low-fat, high-energy breakfast. And today it was protein waffles and egg whites and turkey sausage and a little bit of fruit, you know, to get me going, because I have such a high metabolism. I have to eat all the time. So I got to plan. You got to plan your day, plan your meals. Have those snacks, protein snacks in my drawer at work. Apple with, I found that I really like the little packets of almond butter, because it has protein in it. It's got a lot of fat in it. But, you know, I need something that kind of sticks to me and stay hydrated through the day. It's all about planning to succeed. If you don't do that, you're not going to change. You're not going to see the change you want. You've got to put in your body, if you're talking about like working out and building muscle and that sort of thing, you've got to put in your body the necessary fuel to get you there. And that's kind of, for me, that's what I try to think about through the day.
That's what you try to do and what you try to do.
Lunch, dinner, all that sort of thing. I try to plan it.
Well, that's a great, you have to, in order to do that, you had to make a changes though. You had to plan that, and you changed and you made a plan so that you would succeed. I believe we have a caller on the line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hey, Maria Lane, this is Jim Puckett.
Hey, Jim Puckett, how are you?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
I am doing wonderful. We're talking about change, and I told the listeners earlier, I said, you know, you never know what's going to happen in your life that's going to force you to change from time to time. And I said, you know, Jim Puckett's got a great testimony. He's going to be calling in, so we thank you for joining us tonight here on Fit Talk Radio.
No problem. I was looking forward to it.
Well, I know that you've had changes in your life, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but you've got a new change coming up, or you're trying to change it. You have stepped out, and tell the Fit Talk listeners what you are doing now. I'm very excited for you.
I am running for mayor of Fitzgerald, Georgia.
Mayor of Fitzgerald, Georgia. Now, Jim Puckett, when I was teaching aerobics for you over in Fitzgerald at the gym, I would have never thought that you would be running for mayor.
I would never have thought that either.
Now, you might have been running for the front of GQ magazine or something, because yeah, you were tall, blonde, good-looking, blue-eyed boss that I had. So
That
I would have believed. But mayor of Fitzgerald, Georgia, well, what kind of change in your life brought that on?
Well, you just, you know, you asked before about the book that I wrote, Love is for Real, too. And in that book, I talk about trying to make your little piece of the world a better place. And if each one of us get up every day and try to make our own little piece of the world a better place, no matter what our occupation, no matter what our job is every day, how much better it would be. And Fitzgerald, Georgia is my little place, and I want to make it better. And I want to serve and help these people make this big, or keep it, not make it great again, but keep it great, keep it the special place that it is.
Well, let's back up just a little bit. Now, when I met you 20-something years ago, you know, and actually it was over 20 years, because the twins are fixing to be 21 in, on Saturday. So, and Christian was 3 years old. Well, actually Christian was about 2 years old, maybe, you know, you were running a gym. So let's go through the changes from you went to high school, you're from Fitzgerald. And what happened? You got married, got divorced, you were a gym owner.
Went to the University of Georgia, you know, I was living in Athens at 17 years old, planning on, you know how life changes at that time, planning on getting a business degree and then going to law school. Things changed, and then I ended up getting married and moving back to Fitzgerald after I graduated, and went into banking for a while, and always had a crazy love for fitness, a crazy love for staying in shape. I became a certified personal trainer while I was in Athens at the University of Georgia, and came back, had the opportunity to open up Unique Physique Health and Fitness Club, where you and I met, and you worked for us, and I'm still very, very, very proud of that place and the times we had and the people that we helped there. And then after that, I go into education. I end up being a teacher and a coach and an athletic director and assistant principal for 18 years, and absolutely love that, and again, got up every day and tried to make my little piece of the world a better place. Tried to help students, tried to help teachers, and just love the impact and the relationships that I made with all those people. And moved back to Fitzgerald, after meeting the most wonderful woman in the world, Joanna Puckett, my wife, and got married and came back to Fitzgerald. And after much contemplation, ended up opening a restaurant here with my mom. People that know Fitzgerald know Johnny's Drive-In and know that it was here for over 30 years. And my mother was running that since I was a senior in college. And then we had a chance to open up Puckett's Place Hometown Diner out here in the Walmart Shopping Center. And we tried to make that a really cool place for the people here in Fitzgerald just to come and get what we do, which is just homemade food, you know, rolled out fresh by my mom.
Yes, and it's very good.
And just a 50, just an old 50 style diner. And so we've done that. And I just, you know, there's a lot of people don't understand the work that goes into, well, a lot of people do, some people, the work that goes into to running a restaurant. But after my job or my goal that first year we were open was to make sure that my face was in there every single day. So when you walked in our restaurant, you saw my face and you knew that we were committed and that we were there. And my daddy taught me that. And so after a year, the mayor's race was coming up, and my wife and I had actually been talking about what we wanted to do next and what, you know, we're always trying to improve the restaurant, but what we wanted to do next and what kind of impact we wanted to make on people's lives. And we got to talking about the mayor's race. And to be honest, I probably wasn't going to do it this year, but I prayed about it a lot. She and I both did. Then we were just out of the blue contacted by some people asking us if we had ever considered running for mayor. And a lot of people have been talking about it and encouraging me to do so. I'm running for mayor, and I could not be more excited.
Well, I mean, you've obviously had to develop some habits over the years, because as a graduate from college, a gym owner, business owner, high school administrator, you know, so what is something that you have done in your life that has helped you to create good habits and helped you to make these changes? Now, I know you had a big change that happened to you, an accident that happened that forced you to change, Jim. Tell the listeners just a little bit about that and how that forced you to change and probably helped shape you and helped you to write that book.
It did in a lot of ways. In January of 2010, a gasoline can exploded on me in my backyard. We were living in Cordill, and I was trying to light an outdoor fireplace, and had one of those. I'd forgotten to get Duraflame logs that day, and so I was going to splash a little gasoline on this tiny little flame that I had. Well, my little gas can, the fumes lit up, exploded on me. I was on fire, and for lack of a better word, and I woke up. I went and jumped in a pond and woke up 2 months later in the Augusta burn unit after being in a medically induced coma for over 2 months. And
that'll bring about change, won't it, Jim?
Sure. Yes, ma'am. It sure will. And, you know, people, the last time I was on, we talked a lot about my book, Hell is for Real 2. And the reason the book is titled Hell is for Real 2 is because my only memory of that time in that coma is of being in some deep, deep, dark water with a bunch of people around me in a fence. We were literally in a fence down in the water, shoulder to shoulder, dark. People were very agitated. People wanted to get out. I wanted to get out. I was terrified, scared, more scared than I've ever been in my entire life. Didn't know what I was going to do. Didn't know how I got there. And didn't know how I was going to get out. So the only thing that I could do was what I've always been taught to do, and that's pray. And I literally just started praying and asking God to get me back to my family. And if he would, that I would be a better husband, a better father, a better son, a better administrator, a better everything, whatever I needed to do to make it better. Obviously, I felt like I wasn't living as right as I should be in my life, and I wanted to go back to my family. Well, next thing you know, I woke up. So I've spent every single day since that time trying to fulfill that promise to God and make sure that I become a better person in every single thing that I do. So, yes, ma'am, you talk about having to change. I went from being never sick hardly a day in my life. Thank God that I have always been into fitness. Thank God that I always have been into lifting weights and staying in good shape and eating right, because the doctor said that's probably why I'm still alive today.
Well, praise God for that. Jim, I mean, that your testimony in your book was just phenomenal. You know, I had the great opportunity to read it, and you know, it was such a great story. You know, people, we've been talking about the people in California with all the everything that's happening to them, the wildfires. I mean, they're forced to change overnight. Everything's gone, you know, just like you and your accident. And we have to have, we have to develop and be able to accept change, you know, in order to move forward. I mean,
and that's true. I mean, people don't understand, or you know, a lot of times we get comfortable in life, and people like comfortability. People like
They do. We like, I don't like to, and I'm old now. I don't like much change. You know.
Oh, I don't either. And you don't like to get outside that comfort zone.
Exactly.
And I don't mean stuck in a rut, but I mean, you know, in a way of doing things every single day, and then God throws us a curveball and says, no, I got other plans for you. When I left that hospital, one of the doctors said to me, Jim, I don't know what your purpose is in life. He said, but there's a reason you're still here, because you have no business walking out of this hospital.
Wow.
I never thought I'd see you walk out of this hospital. You need to go find it. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, I believe that you are, Jim, and it's just a great testimony. You know, your book was awesome, and, you know, I mean, we all go through changes, and change either makes us or breaks us. You know, we either accept the change and move forward, and sometimes people don't, and it breaks people. It literally does, but it certainly has not you, and we are very, very excited, or I am, about your mayoral race, I guess you would call it. And it's exciting. I saw some of your signs when we were over in Fitzgerald the other night at the football game Saturday evening. And so congratulations, and we'll be weighing in to see how you do there. But we wish you the best. And if there's a final word that you can leave our listeners about why you think what one great word about change is, tell us, Jim.
Well, I think you just have to be willing to accept change. I think that so many times, and you think about your whole life, Marie, and all the change that has come, and almost all of it, even though at the beginning you didn't like it and you fought it, it almost always ends up for the better. I've always said, well, that's not true, especially since my accident, I've said that I've stopped fighting where God leads me to go every day, because at one time I wanted to question God, why are you doing this? Why did I have to have this happen to me? And why, I thought I was going to be doing this for the next 10 years. Why are you leading me here now? Well, I've stopped questioning that. I think that every single day, if you realize that whatever, life's too short to worry about that to me. Life, I mean, you and I both know, we're both getting older, and not too much older, but life is too short for us to worry every day about, Why am I being led in this direction? I just accept it, I embrace it, and I try to make my little piece of the world a better place every single day, whether I'm running Unique Physique Gym, whether I'm teaching kids, whether I'm running Puckett's Place Hometown Diner, or now, hopefully, whether I'm running the city of Fitzgerald as the mayor.
Well, I think that's great advice, Jim, and we thank you so much. You know, I'm going to say this because you know, when I was been in Tifton, Georgia my whole life, looks like you've been in Fitzgerald, Georgia your whole life, and I worked for another gym there before I came to you, and I wondered, why in the world did I go to Fitzgerald, Georgia to teach aerobics? Well, you know, how many umpteen dozen years later, you know, the greatest joy in my life is my husband, and I found him right there at Unique Physique in Fitzgerald, Georgia. You know, where had you not hired me, you know, I would have probably never met Jim Wells.
Very firm believer in that all that happened for a reason, and you were brought there for that purpose.
You know, Jim, I believe that. Jim and I have both talked about it before, and you know, probably pride, and we didn't want change, you know, or we would have been married, you know, when we first met, you know what I'm saying? Because neither one of us were married at the time, you know. So, but stubbornness and all kind of things. But I'm very grateful to you. I have a great respect for you, Jim, and what all you've done and what all you're doing in your life. And we appreciate you calling us here on Fit Talk Radio. And we wish you well in your race to be mayor there in Fitzgerald, Georgia.
I'm the same way, Maria. I appreciate the opportunity to come on with you. We talked today and you invited me to come on. I was really excited. So anytime that I can help, you know where I am.
You call us anytime, 241-1059. All right, Jim, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Maria. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Jim Puckett over in Fitzgerald, Georgia. A great guy, just a lot of changes that had to happen in his life, and now he's running for mayor. That's very interesting. A couple of things, Joe. Let's just go over this list real quick. It says, you know, of course, me and you do this. It says, do a few minutes of body weight exercises as soon as you wake up every morning. That's a good habit to help you build a better life. Or go to the gym.
Okay, yeah. I mean, mine's, of course, in the evening. I'm better in the evening, but I do that at least 3-5 times a week. I try to.
And see, I'm better in morning, mid-morning, or right after lunch. Evening's not good for me. I really struggle with that. But so everybody's different.
Well, that's
but
the only
least,
time I can carve out to do it.
Right.
I don't get up real early.
It says make a to-do list. Now, let me tell you something. I want you to look here, and Dina, you can attest to that this is true. I'm not telling a lie. This is my to-do list. Look. I've got what I was supposed to do yesterday. I mark it off. I write it down. This is my little book. Today, here it is. Here's my list today. I did take Cole where he was supposed to go. I did get my nails done. I didn't take Davy Davis, his stuff that I was going to, and I didn't go to the library. So that'll roll over till tomorrow, and then I'll put it on tomorrow and mark it off. So to make to-do lists for me, it's mandatory, you know, because it makes me get a lot done. And I feel a sense of accomplishment when I write mark that through that line there, I'll get so excited because I feel like this is what I've done. This is what I've accomplished. If you have ADHD like I do, that is the main key. That keeps me what I need. Otherwise, focus. I can't remember. And I'll go across town and, oh, I should have went over here. So I have to have some kind of order. So that's probably a good one,
it's
too.
It's like taking a grocery list to the grocery store, checking it off.
Exactly. It says when you log on to Facebook, send someone that you haven't spoken to in a while a message just to say hello. That helps you to be a better person and develop a good habit.
Being other-minded,
yeah.
That's awesome. I like that.
The thing that you love doing the least, do it first.
Yeah, I can see that as being positive.
Yes.
Get it out of the way.
That probably I don't do. That's probably not a good one for me. It says go outside and get some sunlight.
Oh, I love that. I step outside of my office
a
couple times a day.
Oh, love that? Just to get out and feel the sun on your face. That's wonderful to me. I love that, too. That's a fun thing. And, of course, this is so funny how things have changed. If you look at the 25 best habits to do, you know, 10 years ago, this probably wouldn't be one of them, but now it is. It says, anytime someone on the internet says something negative that upsets you or you don't like it, to just give yourself a few hours before you respond to it.
That is very wise. Because a lot of times we act out of emotion.
We do. We act out of emotion.
We become irrational.
And we don't think, right. We become very irrational and just.
And then we have to go back and edit or delete.
Right. Exactly.
Or some things you can't retract.
Right. Some things you can't. Once it's out there, it's out there. If somebody took a picture of it, you know, that's the end of it.
Too bad.
It's just out there forever.
That's scary, isn't it?
You know, a lot of times I'll see somebody or they'll be doing something that gets on my nerves and I'll think, oh gosh, I wish they would stop doing that, you know. And then I realize, do I have that same trait? You know, if I don't like something in somebody else, I better look inward first and make sure that I don't not carrying around that bad trait myself.
Right.
And you know, a lot of times I worry about things that you know, and then I think, well, what is the worst that can happen? You know, we worry, we fret. That takes away our joy. It takes away everything that.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting, right? Mm-hmm. So you know. I think, well, what's the worst that could happen? I kind of got frustrated today with one of my twins, and they're fixing to be 21 Saturday, and, you know, one of them is just, he bless his heart, he's like me, he's got ADHD, he don't want to admit it, but he does, and he's very scatterbrained, and you know, I had plans to come on early today and do some things, and, you know, I did get away a little bit early, but not like I was going to, and, you know, I was just frustrated, and I thought, you know, why? What is the worst that's going to happen? Okay, you may not get to find that perfect thing you were looking for to wear to your class reunion. Okay, you know, there's stuff in my closet to wear, you know. So you just let it go, you know, because if you don't, you know, it can just make you frustrated and irritable. So, you know, have you ever met somebody new, Joe, and thought, you know, I'm just not going to like that person think I really like that person, you know, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's not very nice quality, you know.
No.
It's terrible, actually.
You
want
to look at somebody, you want to go with the idea that you're going to like them.
Yeah.
But you don't have a preconceived notion about somebody. Try not to have a preconceived notion.
That's wise.
And Dina, I know you're not talking, I'm talking about you, okay? You know, clothes make you feel better.
Yeah.
It says, if you're going to have an interview on the phone, dress up. Even though that person's not going to see you, just like nobody can see me, but I do have full makeup on.
Yes, you do.
You know, I'm
you look stunning, by the way.
I tried to be cute tonight.
I love your off-the-shoulder blouse. It's just beautiful.
Thank you. But, you know, it makes us feel better. Clothing doesn't change the way others perceive us. It changes the way we perceive ourselves.
Right.
You know,
makes
so
us feel more confident.
Makes us feel more confident. It makes, you know, do I have stuff in my closet to wear Saturday night? Yes. But will I feel better if I have something that is fresh
of
and
course.
New? And so
we as women must have a new
right,
outfit
so,
or something like that for sure.
It says drink 8 ounces of water every day. 64 ounces a day is what we should drink. Eat your vegetables before the rest of the meal. If you don't like green foods or your vegetables, eat those first, then eat the rest of the meal. Meditate. Now it says to do the Pomodoro technique at work. Work 20 to 30 minutes and then take a 5-minute break.
Oh, yeah. I do that.
Get up and step up out of your office. And
yeah, I take my phone and go look on Facebook in the break room. I'm being honest. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie to people. That's what I do.
That's what you do. Well, that's great. Hey, that's no problem. Share credit whenever you can. Listen, I cannot. This is Fit Talk Radio, but I have a whole team, Chase, Joe, Chadwick. If it weren't for you three, y'all make it all so much better. So I certainly give y'all the credit for helping to make Fit Talk great, interesting, fun. Chase, I thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Joe,
I love coming here every Thursday. It's so exciting. It's helped me to grow as a person.
Well, and, you know, if you give other people the credit, you know, if you want to, Zig Ziglar says, if you want to help somebody else, you know, if you want to get ahead in life, help somebody else get where they want to get
right
in life, and then you'll get to where you want to get. And that is just so true. I believe every, I love Zig Ziglar. See You at the Top.
Mm-hmm.
Great books.
Well, I've seen a lot of positive come from me and you meeting, and then you giving me this opportunity. It's really opened up a lot of self-confidence for me to speak and talk and share and
well, good. So, it was a change.
Yes.
A change
for
you.
It was a change that I needed
in my
life.
That you needed in your life.
I love listening to Simon Sinek, if that's how you say his last name. He is really good. If you listen to his speeches, especially on TED Talk or TED Talks, whatever it's called, mm-hmm. he gives some really good speeches if you want to listen to him sometime.
Well, I have to listen to that. And what's the name?
Simon Sinek.
Simon Sinek. So that might be something the listeners you might want to listen to.
I think I've seen him on Facebook, too.
He has his own page.
He's
He gives amazing leadership.
He's got a lot of wisdom.
Quotes, and mm-hmm. he shows you how to be a good leader. He's really good to listen to.
You know, and I will look him up then.
Yeah.
He's
well,
one of my favorite people to listen
learning.
To.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, that's what, you know, if you, we should always be reaching and changing and reaching for that next level of who we are.
Right.
I think a lot of people just decide, okay, I've gotten out of high school, that's it. You know, this is, you know, they don't reach, they don't change, they don't want to mm-hmm. be better. I've graduated from college. That's mm-hmm. it.
The day you stop learning is a state. The day you stop growing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So true. And, you know, I keep saying, well, I'm getting older, but you know, there's so much I want to do. I mean, there's so many things I want to do. So much I want to reach for. So many changes. I'm fixing to go take a ballroom dancing class, Joe.
Oh,
I'm
going
to learn. I am going to learn how to ballroom dance.
That is amazing.
I'm going to have to go all the way to Macon, Georgia to do it. But, you know, I'm right there on the interstate. So, you know, that's going to be a great change for me.
So fun.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're going to love it.
So, always look for good news. I hate to be around people. Don't you, Joe? The first thing you say, they've got hangdog face. Everything's bad.
Oh,
everything.
God.
You
yeah.
seek out good news.
Right.
You know, I told somebody the other day, I said, have you got anything good to say? You know, I just am not going to listen to that negative hangdog, you know, everything.
Sometimes you have to bring it to their attention because they get in a funk. They don't even know they're doing it.
True.
You know?
Well, my husband pointed out that I was complaining about my health the other day, so I had to stop doing that. But anyway, look for the best in people, you know, and adopt the body language of being happy.
That is very...
Regardless of what your circumstances are, adopt the body language of being happy.
Okay,
like, don't
so
be fake, but still be
right.
Look
yeah.
like you're happy.
Right, you're right, exactly, because that's going to rub off on the people that you're around.
It will.
Well, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we're going to be right back. We're talking about change, how change can affect your life, how it can make you a better person. We just heard from Jim Puckett, and we're here in the studio with Chase and Joe and, I guess, Dina Harper just sitting in. So we thank y'all, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Do Work! It's the Do Work 98 Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. Do Work!
You could win $500 in cash for losing the most weight, BMI, and measurements.
Woo! Awesome!
Do Meal is bringing you the 90-Day Do Work Challenge. Win weekly prizes like massage gift certificates to Mindful Massage, gym memberships, and car detailing from Preferred Mobile Detailing.
Do Work!
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
To stay qualified in the Do Work Challenge, you must do weekly random acts of kindness and post to social media with hashtag Do Work. That's hashtag D-U-W-E-R-K.
Do Work.
Are you going to talk about it or are you going to do it?
Now let's get busy.
Do Work. Do Work. It's the Do Work 90-Day Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. For more info on the Do Work 90-Day Challenge, go to the Do Meals Facebook page. Do Work. Do Work.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, and I'm Maria Wells, your host. This is Fit Talk Radio, and we are back. We've been talking about change, how to make changes in our life, and how to make it a positive experience. And Jen, it's been kind of interesting tonight, hasn't it?
It absolutely has. And I was kind of researching and found a few little PowerPoints, little things I wanted to talk about with change. And the first one being, you know, if it doesn't challenge you, if something doesn't challenge you, then you won't change it. So, you know, like...
Very good.
If you see a goal, like for me, I saw somebody who was really fit and a lady, you know, muscles and all. I'm like, I want to be like that. I want to look like that. I'm thin, but I want muscles. And it challenged me to change. I had to seek it out and go do it, you know. And it was... And the benefits have been great. Like... Jim was talking about how his health and working out and all that really helped him get through, is what they say really helped him get through that time when he was in the coma and all. I believe that, you know, that's wonderful. Okay, also, change is the essence of life, so be willing to surrender who you are for what you would become or could become. And then another one is difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations.
Now that is so true.
And I just, yeah, we can all see that in our life, I'm sure, that some challenge, some defeat,
something catastrophic,
tragedy, health issues, sickness. I've overcome sickness and learned to live with a few things and changes in my life, and I'm in a beautiful place now, and I'm so happy. But it was a long journey, and it was a hard journey. But, you know, It makes it everything beautiful in its own time. And also, if plan A didn't work, I thought this was cute, the alphabet has 25 more letters. So don't stop trying and never give up.
I like that. If plan A doesn't work, the alphabet has 24 more letters.
Yeah.
So you can go on to plan B, C, D, E.
That's right.
Well, you know, I have done that a time or two.
Me too. That is a good word. And the secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but building the new. So we got to quit looking backwards and going forward. I think we have a caller on the line now. Do we?
Yes, we do. Who do we have on the line? Hello, who do we have on the line?
It's Clark.
Hey, Dr. Harden, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We are just being blessed talking about change here on Fit Talk Radio. I had told him that you were going to... be here on the spiritual end of change here at this show. We've been talking to Jim Puckett, who's had a lot of life changes and wrote a book called Hell is for Real. And Joe's been chiming in on different changes and how they have affected her life and how change is good sometimes, even though we don't like it and we don't always want to accept it. So how have you been, and what have you got for us today, your thoughts and feelings on change in our spiritual life?
Well, I've been doing well. Life is treating me, I would think, above well. So I want to thank you again for an opportunity to come and join you all. And when you had mentioned to me about coming tonight, you had shared the thought of you got to get up and change it yourself for life. It's not a remote. I'm not sure if you've mentioned that already, but when I saw that, I began to kind of think and ponder. And so I thought of two examples or two stories that occur in the Bible. One is in Acts chapter 3, and it's where Peter heals the lame beggar. And the beggar had was a man who was lame from birth and had been carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, and he was put there, the Bible says, every day. And he begged. That was the way that he survived. And when Peter and John saw him, he asked them for money. And Peter, I'm reading now in verse 4, says, Peter looked straight at him as did John, and then Peter said, look at us. So the man gave him his attention, expecting to get something from him. And Peter says, silver nor gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ, Nazareth. Walk. He took him by the right hand, helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles began strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with him to the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. And we look over in Mark chapter 10. There's another example where blind Bartimaeus, also in a very similar situation, that life has dealt what I think we could all agree, a very difficult situation to deal with, being blind. And he too was healed, and we see that he got up and went. And so when I read both of these accounts in the Bible, both of these men, terrible circumstances to be in, one blind, one lame. There's some things that I believe we can take from both of these men and apply to our own lives, and living through change of life and the trials of life. The first is that both of these men had to have faith in spite of their circumstances. Is a man who's been lame all of his life, a blind man who's been blind all of his life. And so I think in many cases, a lot of people would have thought they were warranted to be a little bitter maybe and This is just my life, and nothing's ever going to happen. But when they heard Jesus was coming, and then when the people spoke of Jesus to them, they had faith, and that faith took action, and they got up. And so,
and they made a change. Faith,
they did. And in our thinking, our own lives, the first thing that we've got to make sure that we have is a genuine faith. When things are going well, it's easy to have faith. It's in those dark times and those valleys and our struggles when our faith is truly tested. But when we stand strong and keep that faith, and when we've been through trials and we surround ourselves by people who are like-minded Christians and can help us and sow into our lives, our faith too, like the lame man and blind Bartimaeus, can take action, and we too can get up and change. Also, I think that I just was thinking, and I think you can almost make this like a mathematical equation.
Since you're the math teacher,
I had the pleasure of getting to teach for about 30 minutes yesterday. I was filling in for a teacher, and I was reminded of the algebra day, so I got to teach a little bit of coordinate algebra. But I thought in our situations in life, if we could adhere to this mathematical equation, our faith plus action will always equal change.
I like that. Faith plus action. Well, I'm going to write that down, Pastor. Faith plus action will always
equals change.
Equals change. I like that. Very good.
And I think with Jesus, we could add always, not in our timing. The Bible tells us his timing is not our timing, his ways is not our ways. But with Jesus, there's always going to be change when our faith is joined with action. And that's not easy. A lot in the valley, it's very easy to get discouraged. But, you know, we have to remember this, you know, these two men, these two accounts that were given in the Bible, and there's so many more. I'm reminded of Job, and recently, and just listening to a lot of stuff I've listened to, it's been quoted a lot that Job said, though he slay me, talking about our God, though he slay me, I will serve him. Job had a faith like no one else, I think, will ever have. He knew that God was in his corner. And I think there's so many other stories, and I think the biggest thing that we as Christians have to do is be willing to share our own stories of triumph and trials, you know, how we've overcame things, and be willing to take time and listen to others that are in trouble, and just let people see that faith in action in our own lives. I just think the hardest thing that I've had to learn is that the timing, and while we're waiting, just understanding that God is always working. All the entire time of that trial and that test, whatever we're going through, God is at work. He doesn't take time off. Like, you know, I know myself, a lot of Saturdays, I don't do much work. I try to relax. And so, but God's not like that. He's always working for us to benefit us and to help us. And I'm just thankful that very much that life, as you said, life is not a remote, that God's given us the free will to serve him. He's given us the free will to have faith in him, and he's given us the free will to put that faith into action. And when we do, I think great things happen in our lives, and we can influence other people. So I'm just very thankful for that faith that God has given me and continues to give me. I think in our life we just have to continue to grow and each day become a stronger Christian, and like I said before, be willing to help those that are around us. God's got a way of surrounding us with people that both can help us. They've been through a similar situation, but also we need to be willing to help those that we see going through similar situations that we've faced and we've overcome, be able to give them the word. Like just looking in the Bible, you know, to be able, my problems, I've never faced a problem to this date. And I've been through some tough times, but I've never faced a problem that I would equate with being blind or lame. And these two men had the faith to take action, and so can I.
Had faith plus action equals change. That's going to be with me for a while, Pastor. I really appreciate that. Like some of your other things have been with me as I listen to you over these your sermons over these past few months. And well, we thank you for calling in. We are talking about change. This has been Dr. Clark Hardin has been with us. Change, climb higher, and never give excuses. And now faith plus action equals change. Joe, what you think about that?
Absolutely. I think that we can all implement that somewhere in our life, you know, whatever it is we're going through. If we want to see different results, then we've got to do that.
Well, you know, I posted on Facebook, life has no remote. Get up and change it yourself.
That is right. We have to do that.
I mean, regardless of if we're talking about our spiritual life, if we're talking about our physical life, our body, you know, our mental life, you know, we have to change it ourselves. There's nobody else that's going to change it for us. And there's people along the way, like Pastor Hardin said, that will help us change. And if we've already made changes, then we are obligated to help those around us who need to change and who we need to help change. And like sharing our story. Pastor, you still with us?
Yeah, I am.
You agree? Certainly you.
I do. The thing that I'm so appreciative of is that God understood there'd be people like me that would come along that maybe weren't the smartest people and needed a lot of stories and illustrations. And like I know you all, just knowing your show, you all have talked about fitness, and there's so many similarities, strong similarities between our different aspects of our life. To exercise, for example, requires the discipline to get up and go to the gym. In the same sense, to develop a relationship with Jesus Christ requires the discipline to get up and pray and read your word and spend time with him. And the benefits of going to the gym, of course, is possibly to lose weight if you're trying to lose weight, or to get bigger biceps, or have a more defined chest. And those things are good, but they're going to pass away. There's going to be come a time where that, of course, I'm trying to fight that myself, where you just don't look like you used to, and you have to really fight.
I'm going
to
rebuke that, Pastor, because we're not going to do that, are we, Joe?
That's right.
You're not mine and Joe's agent. We're rebuking that. We're praying that that's not going to happen. We're going to do everything we can. I'm just messing, but you are right. These things will pass away, absolutely.
But our spiritual exercise that we do, unlike physical exercise, will not pass away. It's eternal. The things that we do to draw closer to God, the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ, will not pass away. Our body, one day we're all going to die. The Bible tells us everyone's account, appointed to die once. But eternity, the things that we have done when we have got up, as you said, and put ourselves in those positions to grow in Jesus Christ, that relationship with Jesus is eternal. And I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful, that for exercise. I love exercise, and it's done a wonderful. I think it helps you spiritually. I think it helps you physically, mentally, to be well-rounded. And I think there's times in my life that I've been guilty. I maybe was praying like I was supposed to, but I was letting my waistline grow. And your waistline's not going to send you to hell, but it's going to affect you. It may cut years off your life. And I know you all probably are like me. I want to stay here as long as I can, as long as the Lord tarries. So I think we have to be take care of our total body.
Spiritual, mental, and physical, absolutely. Faith plus action equals change. Well, we're about coming around here to the end here, Joe. Can you believe it? Another show has passed us by.
I know, and it's just flown by.
Just flown by again. Change, climb higher, and never give excuses. Life is not a remote. Get up. You have to get up and change it yourself.
And change brings opportunity, and pain can change you, but that doesn't mean that it has to be a bad change. Take that pain and turn it into wisdom like Jim did.
Absolutely.
What happened with him. And progress isn't possible without change, and those who cannot change their mindset cannot change anything. And that was... And growth is painful, change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere you don't belong.
Absolutely.
You can't fulfill your purpose if you're just stuck.
Right.
God has a great plan and purpose.
I'm sorry. I recently told someone that stagnant water stinks, and I never want to stink.
You said that in the pulpit.
Oh, is that what I said? Okay. I couldn't remember.
I'm going to have to start recording your sermons.
I don't ever want to stink spiritually.
No, absolutely. We want to change. We don't want to be stagnant, and we don't want to stink. I can say that I have had have probably stunk spiritually and physically too, probably when I've gone to the gym a time or two. But anyway, well, this has been a great show. I think we've got about 30 or 40 seconds left here. And so, Joe, I thank you for being here tonight. And what a great, we miss Chadwick. He's working hard, do meals.
Bless
if you're
him.
Bless him.
If he's got a baby coming too.
A baby coming.
We may not hear from him for a while.
Chadwick might be out for a while. But, Chadwick, we're thinking of you. Do meals. If you're looking for a great meal prep company, please contact Chadwick at Do Meals. He's on Facebook, Instagram. You can look him up on his website. And please, and we thank Dina Harper for just being here with us this afternoon, this evening. And Pastor, thank you for being with us tonight. We appreciate you calling in. And Jim Puckett as well over in Fitzgerald, Georgia. And congratulations and good luck, Jim, on your race there to be mayor. We always want to remind our guests to always stay in faith, always love your family, and always stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.